This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Cedarside. Cedarside's original 100% organic insect spray kills bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more, but is completely safe for your home, pets, and family. Go to cedarside.com, use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention you heard it here.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it is the 4th of July, Independence Day, and we're here live, in contradistinction to the vast majority of programs which offer you canned material. Yeah, it's not much of a spontaneous live media day, but here on Intelligent Medicine, we've got brand new information for you, and we invite your phone calls. 888-302-3684 is our number. We invite you to call. We got plenty of time this hour and next on a very leisurely holiday edition of Intelligent Medicine. So we got lots to talk about today. We're going to be talking about how tattoos can sometimes get you in serious trouble when it comes to your health. An interesting story appeared in the news recently, and we'll share that with you. Also, do statins protect against cancer? Some new information on that subject. 888-302-3684 is our number, and we'll be taking your calls momentarily. Hopefully those of you who are not engaged in 4th of July festivities will find some time to call us. All right, I want to introduce a new term to your lexicon. This is a program that seeks to elevate you and educate you, make you more erudite. And there's a new term in the psychology of health that is worth knowing about. Because should you succumb to this particular psychological glitch, you might be undermining your health. The term is moral licensing. Moral licensing. What's the definition of moral licensing? Well, when something good for you turns out to be bad for you. And here's the article. It comes to us from the Journal of Marketing Research. Headline, eating healthy food may not make you fit, according to a new study. And the study suggests that if you feel that the food you eat is virtuous, you will tend to eat more of that food. That is what is termed moral licensing. You go, well, this is healthy. This is good. This is natural. This is organic. This is gluten-free. This is antioxidant-rich, polyphenol-heavy, and therefore you might end up eating more and ultimately gaining weight. A new study may have some important ramifications for beet season. Just because a food promotes fitness does not make it good for the waistline. And there's actually been clearly a bit of a backlash against Whole Foods. Whole Foods is a place where you go to get your moral licensing. And I noticed on a business report recently that the stock of Whole Foods is down an impressive 27% in the past few months or so. And that may be that people are kind of not buying into it anymore. Ultimately, yeah, it's healthier to eat cleaner, more natural food. But just look at the chip rack at Whole Foods. Look at the dessert section at Whole Foods. People are chowing down on stuff that's high calorie. And ultimately, that may be undermining their health. Remember, the definition of moral licensing is when something good for you turns out to be bad for you. Another example of moral licensing is these new apps that tell you that congratulations, you've done 10,000 steps. the Fitbit, the iWatch, and so on. These devices tend to encourage us to do more exercise, but at least some experts believe that they will ultimately give us more licensing to say, hey, I've done a lot of exercise today. After my exhaustive workout, I get to chow down on some more high-calorie food. So keep that food in your lexicon. You learned something new already on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. Moral licensing. Beware of moral licensing. Another example of moral licensing, you know, chocolate is now a health food. It's beneficial. Does that mean you can eat lots and lots and lots of chocolate? Think about it. Moral licensing is at work there. 888-302-3684. All right, let's take a look at this article that recounts a rather scary story about a California woman who had a lot of tattoos. When a California woman with cervical cancer underwent a body image scan, doctors noticed bright areas in her lymph nodes, suggesting her cancer had spread. All right, that's what they do. I mean, you know, cervical cancer, normally if it's confined to the cervix, not such a big deal. It can be treated locally, or at worst it might result in a hysterectomy, but lives can be saved. But once cancer gets to your lymph nodes, that's very serious, and that's when they get out the big guns, high-intensity radiation and chemotherapy to treat the cancer. So in this case, a 32-year-old woman with four children had recently been diagnosed with cervical cancer. In November 2012, her doctors requested an imaging scan with an MRI, with a PET CT scan, which combines the technology of both a PET and a CT scan, to see if the cancer had spread to other parts of her body. So what happens with these types of scans is you get an injection of a radioactive tracer that goes to the tumor sites and lights up. Well, the scan showed not only the woman's cervical tumor, but also bright spots on the lymph nodes in her pelvis. And that's scary because that suggested that the cancer had spread and was now just not localized, but life-threatening. So to treat her cervical cancer, the woman had surgery to remove her uterus, cervix, fallopian tubes, and pelvic lymph nodes. She had a radical hysterectomy with oophorectomy. Her ovaries were removed. And ultimately, the pelvic lymph nodes were dissected out. But then they sent the pelvic lymph nodes to the pathologist. And the pathologist looked at the pelvic lymph nodes under a microscope, and what they found is that the cells contained deposits of tattoo ink, not cancer. Turns out the woman had more than 14 tattoos on her legs. Guess where the lymph node drainage from your legs goes to? It goes back up the lymphatic channels into your pelvis, and some of that ink had traveled to her lymph nodes in her pelvic area. Though, according to one of the authors of this study, he's at the University of California, Irvine, he says those lymph nodes that were lighting up briefly on the PET scan were doing so because of the tattoo pigment that was in the lymph nodes. And this is not the first time this has occurred. This has been seen in PET scans in patients with other cancers, including breast cancer and melanoma. And, it's kind of scary because you could get a false diagnosis, a diagnosis of a disease far more serious than what you actually have, just on the basis of the appearance of the tattoo ink that is spread via your lymphatic system to your lymph nodes. And they said, fortunately, this woman did not suffer great harm. They were going to do the surgery anyway. But the alert pathologist said, no, hold off on the chemotherapy, hold off on the radiation, because that's just tattoo ink. those lymph nodes are just fine. They're just lighting up with what appeared to be metastases because of tattoos. So, tattoo mania is having some medical consequences. You know, there are problems sometimes with tattoos. The stuff that goes into the tattoos, sometimes not sterile. Sometimes the stuff is inflammatory. Sometimes the stuff can create skin reactions, can ultimately diffuse to other parts of the body because, the ink migrates. And therefore, this whole tattoo business from a medical standpoint, in my opinion, is kind of risky. 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We invite your phone calls on this holiday edition of Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless Kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural, do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 is our number. And should you care to pose a question you don't want to go on the air, you can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, radioprogram@AOL.com. Your question will automatically become fodder for our weekly Q&A with Layla sessions that we produce every single week. And there you'll find answers to your questions that you send to radioprogram@AOL.com. Now we got a question from Henry, who's in Southridge, Massachusetts. How you doing, Henry? In the
thank you, Dr. Hoffman. How are you?
The home of American independence, Massachusetts, USA.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Hoffman.
Sure.
Could you please tell me what foods I should be eating and which foods to stay away from with kidney disease or kidney damage?
Well, so tell me, specifically what's going on. You have rising levels of B1 and creatinine?
Creatinine level is up to 3.1.
Right.
And it's been rising year after year for 4 or 5 years.
Right.
And I'm on a what I think is a vegetarian diet that should be very good for good health, and yet it's affecting my kidneys.
Here's the thing. Once you have established kidney disease, and I had dinner with a guy the other night, a guy who has undergone a kidney transplant, and very successfully because he's doing really well and he's his health has been restored. And for one reason or another, not due to his poor lifestyle, he developed severe
kidney problems. And we had this conversation, and he recalled we had had dinner a couple of years before, and he described a situation similar to yours, where, you know, he said, you know, try as I might, I'm really trying to avoid a worsening kidney problem, because I know that if I my kidneys get worse, I'll have to go on dialysis, and you know, then I might have to get a kidney transplant. And his creatinine was climbing upwards; it was 3.1, or it was 3.3, and I said, look, I said, you know, you're going to have to resign yourself to the possibility that you're going to need to go on dialysis and await a kidney transplant, because no matter what diet you're on, you can sort of slow and forestall the inevitable, but there, because of the, there's a momentum to progressive kidney failure. And once you cross a certain threshold, you get to a point where no matter what you consume, your kidneys continue to decline in their function. Now, there are ways you can really mess up your kidneys. You could consume a ton of sugar. You could consume lots and lots of protein. One of the problems with the low-protein diets that they advocate for people with kidney problems is that when you don't eat a lot of protein, you tend to substitute a lot of carbohydrates. And, you know, vegetarian diet, okay, great. But, you know, sometimes you're looking for those extra calories, and the calories will come in the form of sugar. And then that's not good. It may, you know, help your kidneys, but they may not be good for the underlying conditions that are causing the kidneys to fail, such as high blood pressure and diabetes. Do you suffer from either of those, sir?
Somewhat high blood pressure.
Okay. So sometimes because of excess carbohydrates on the vegetarian diet, that can send the blood pressure up and put more pressure on the kidneys and accelerate the kidney damage. So, you know, so the guy said to me, this friend of mine, he said, look, he said, it was a very sobering conversation that we had. And just as I'm having with you, he said, you know, I thought I could beat this, you know, through a merit system, through the right kind of diet, the right kind of vitamins. You know, after your conversation with me had a profound impact on me, and he said, I thank you for it, because I was kind of in a state of denial. After the conversation, I began to investigate the best possible way to get on a renal transplant list after dialysis. I underwent dialysis, and, you know, relatively quickly I got my kidney, and it's really changed his life. You know, sorry to disappoint you. I wish there was some kind of special dietary manipulation that you can undergo when your creatinine is 3.1 and climbing. I mean, if it was 1.7 or 1.8, I'd say, okay, that's elevated. And you can certainly slow the progression through, you know, a plant-based diet that is relatively low in protein. But, you know, at this point, I don't think you can completely forestall it. The goal, I think, would be to prepare yourself for the eventuality that you might be on dialysis and do some strategic planning about getting on the waiting list for, you know, a kidney that's compatible with you. I think you're actually moving in that direction. All right. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. All right, when we return...
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical free world.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Should you care to call us on this beautiful holiday weekend, 888-302-3684. All right. It has been suggested that statin drugs can really do the trifecta. They protect the heart,
They protect the brain, and they might even protect against cancer. That is the contention of some doctors who suggest that because statins have an anti-inflammatory effect, they may confer protection against cancer. Of course, that would make them the hugest blockbuster drug in history because they protect you from all manner of harm. I think statin drugs are vastly oversold. So here's a little pushback to the notion that statins may protect against cancer. A recent article, actually an article came out a couple of years ago, that should give pause to those who claim that statins have an anti-cancer effect. The title of this article, and I put it up on Facebook, you can follow me there, Long-Term Statin Use and the Risk of Ductal and Lobular Breast Cancer Among Women 55 to 74 Years of Age. So what they say, first of all, is that mechanistic studies largely support the chemo-preventive potential of statins. In other words, you know, it might stand to reason like, okay, you know, it's anti-inflammatory, protects the arterial walls, inflammation has something to do with cancer. So, you know, using statins, you get that added benefit. You might somewhat reduce your risk of cancer. Well, au contraire, according to a study done in the Seattle Puget Sound area to investigate the relationship between long-term statin use and breast cancer risk, what they found was that users of statins for 10 years or longer had an 83% increased risk of intraductal carcinoma and a 97% increased risk of lobular breast cancer compared to never users of statins. So what's up with that? It turns out that statins were associated with increased risks of both forms of cancer, and they suggest that additional studies be done to elucidate that potential harmful effect of statins. And, you know, this is particularly concerning because women are often put on statins because they have high cholesterol. And what I have found, and what many writers acknowledge, is that women with high cholesterol are sometimes at low risk for cardiovascular disease. I see this again and again. Women are told, they come to my office, they need to be on statins, they want a second opinion. We do a calcium scoring test to see whether they have calcified plaque within their coronary arteries. And women with cholesterols of 250, 275, even over 300. I saw one the other day. Cholesterol was 309, but also with a high HDL cholesterol. She had zero plaque. So not always the case, because in some cases cholesterol is a marker for cardiovascular risk, but you don't know until you investigate the status of the coronary arteries with a calcium scan test, the EBT heart scan it's called. And this is all the more the pity that women are being unnecessarily exposed to the potential hazards of statin without justification, unnecessarily, merely because doctors want to lower a cholesterol number on paper that has nothing to do with the woman's actual cardiac risk. All right, let's take a call from Barbara. Barbara's out there in Arcata, California. How you doing, Barbara?
Hi.
That's up near Eureka, California, right? Way up north.
Right.
Beautiful country.
I have a question about my sister, who's 76.
Yeah.
She has osteoporosis. She's had hip and spinal fractures. Her current condition, she has a hairline fracture in the L5.
Yeah.
And this causes a lot of pain in her tailbone. And
okay.
She had a lot of trouble sitting.
So for our listening audience, this is clearly an example of the true risks of osteoporosis, is that it can be a very debilitating disorder, and it's worth assessing risk with DEXA scans and treating osteoporosis so that you don't end up like that.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Her spine is minus 2.6, and her right femur is 2.7,
right.
Sorry, minus 2.
Which, so it even suggests that, I mean, she doesn't even have such bad scores, but it suggests that her symptoms are way, or her the consequences of this, you know, she's just borderline osteoporotic, but she's got a lot of the consequences of osteoporosis.
But she's been on, she took Fosamax for 10 years, was off it for almost a year, and then she's on Bermuda.
That's sometimes part of the problem, because it can sometimes enhance bone density. I mean, the scores are not bad, but the bone may be brittle or of poor quality.
So I'm hoping that maybe Ostanol would help her.
Okay. So let's talk about Ostanol. Ostanol is a product that we feature at the Hoffman Center. It's available at drhoffman.com. It's spelled O-S-T-I-N-O-L. And the reason that it intrigued me is because it is actually helpful for bone repair. So it really might be ideal for someone who's already experienced fractures. Ostanol consists of something called BMP, bone morphogenic protein, which has been shown to assist repair of bone. And so you don't actually have to have a fracture to benefit from Ostanol. Ostanol has also been shown to be helpful in osteoarthritis. I think the biggest downside of Ostanol is that it tends to be rather expensive, and to, you know, take optimal doses can be a little pricey. But 450 milligrams or so of Ostanol could be helpful in reducing the, you know, the bone pain and facilitating repair. I mean, this literally used to be stuff that surgeons sprinkled onto fractures. One of the problems in orthopedic surgery is that, okay, you can set a bone, but it doesn't necessarily mean that those, you know, looks like a broken matchstick, you know, literally does. And, you know, you can reapproximate the ends, put it back together. But then the question is, will it, you know, it's like soldering a joint, you know, will the joint where the two breaks approximate, will they knit together by the process of healing? And so bone morphogenic protein was used in surgery to help promote the proper healing and alignment of bones. But now it's offered as an oral supplement, and there's reason to believe that it can be useful orally for preventing fractures, because it helps with the bone matrix, also for healing bone and for osteoarthritis. So, yeah, that's legitimate. Is she taking strontium by any chance?
She hasn't. She was taking it at one time, and then I saw an article that said that it as long as she was taking the Fosamax, it wasn't going to work until she quit.
Right.
So she stopped.
Yeah, it's unclear whether strontium interferes with Fosamax, probably doesn't. Or whether there's simply a canceling out effect, you know, it's kind of like spitting into a hurricane. You know, Fosamax is pretty strong, and strontium is a natural product. Or whether there's even a helpful synergy. I suspect it's still possible there may be a helpful synergy between strontium and these bisphosphonate drugs. I generally prescribe one or the other, you know, when I'm working with patients. So it's clear which is doing what. But so that might be part of her arsenal. Of course, she needs to make sure that she has all the key factors in place that help to support bone regeneration. And there's a product that we use called OsteoSupport that has calcium hydroxyapatite, which is the most bioavailable form of calcium. Also tends to be the priciest premium form of calcium. But calcium hydroxyapatite, I think, is the real luxe form of calcium. Along with absorbable magnesium and boron and, you know, other cofactors for bone regeneration. And, of course, you know, vitamin K2 is important, too. MK7 is the product that we use for osteoporosis. So, you know, there you have it. I think you've heard, you know, you're asking kind of a brainy question, because not a lot of people have heard about Ostanol, but Ostanol might be a useful product for your for your sister to use to facilitate in healing.
Great.
But,
so 50 milligrams, yep. Is that per day?
It's more like 450 milligrams would be good.
50 milligrams per day.
Yep.
Okay.
Give it a shot. Thanks for listening to us out there in Arcata, California. Is it Arcata or Arcata? I always have problems with that. Arcata. I pronounced it right the first time. Ray up there among the redwoods and the rain. You get lots of rain there. Very happy 4th of July to you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number. When we return, we're going to talk about the discovery that a certain B vitamin may have dramatic benefits in multiple sclerosis. This is Intelligent Medicine.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure, too. I drink Superbeets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishudesbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danishudesbeets.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on this holiday weekend, and we're live. You can call us 888-302-3684. All right, multiple sclerosis, challenging condition, and the conventional treatments for multiple sclerosis offer only incomplete and temporary relief. I find that natural treatment of MS really can pay off. And there's a doctor named Terry Walls, who herself suffered from multiple sclerosis, who is storming the internet and social media with her message that diet modification with supplements can slow or even reverse the progress of multiple sclerosis. She herself suffered from it, was debilitated, did not respond well to the medications, and ultimately has recovered using natural methods. There are two basic types of multiple sclerosis. There's relapsing and remitting, for which there are medications. And then there's something called progressive multiple sclerosis, which seems to be relentless in its tendency to cause patients to become weaker and more debilitated. And the drugs used for it are, well, in my opinion, virtually worthless. So it is of interest that a common vitamin now is being investigated as a treatment for progressive multiple sclerosis. Now, before you head down to the health food store to buy this vitamin, this is an investigational drug called MD-1003. It's got like a code name, like, the X-15, aircraft. And the reason that it's an investigational drug is that it's highly concentrated pharmaceutical-grade biotin, which means that you'd have to take an awful lot of pills to get the same effect. They used 300 milligrams of biotin per day for 9 months in this study. That doesn't sound like much, 300 milligrams, but keep in mind that when you buy biotin, you may get 1 microgram or 3 micrograms or at most 5 micrograms. So to get the daily dose of 300 milligrams of biotin used in this study, you'd have to take 65 microgram capsules. Maybe you're willing to do that. That could set you a little bit back in the pocketbook and cause you some indigestion. Small study, but a group of patients with progressive MS who were treated with 300 milligrams of biotin per day for about 9 months, 22% of them had significant clinical improvement. They did not deteriorate. They actually improved. So the stage is being set for biotin to be investigated as a potent treatment for progressive multiple sclerosis. We'll await further trials, but we hope that this pans out because biotin is among the safest of vitamins. It's virtually impossible to overdose on biotin. Niacin, another B vitamin, you can overdose on niacin. You can get liver problems. It can raise your uric acid. It can cause flushing, which is uncomfortable. But biotin, safe at virtually any dosage, just a question of concentrating it at high enough dosages and hitting the price point. That's what they're doing at this innovative pharmaceutical company. All right, let's take a call quickly from Al. Hey, Al, how you doing?
Okay. I wanted to ask you about super beets. Is there any different than regular beet juice?
Yes, super beets is, you know, product we frequently talk about here on Intelligent Medicine. It's one of our sponsors. And it is it different from beet juice? The answer is beet juice is where the original research was done to show that drinking beet juice could raise nitric oxide levels. Indeed, it does. But this is from red beets, not sugar beets. So the problem with beet juice is that it's kind of inconvenient. It's messy. It also does some alarming things to your color of your urine and sometimes the color of your bowel movements, making you think that you have some kind of bleeding. Because it turns your urine red, and it sometimes reddens the toilet bowl. In addition, some people disdain the taste of beets. I don't particularly care for them. Before an athletic event, drinking a whole lot of beet juice is going to churn around in your stomach and maybe give you a case of indigestion. So the folks at Super Beets have created a powder that you dissolve in water that is palatable, easy to make, and also has a pleasant taste. So it delivers the benefits of beet juice with just a teaspoon or a tablespoon of powder that's dissolved in water. And they've got another innovation, which I'll talk about next hour, which is Neo 40, which is tablets, or actually lozenges. You suck on these lozenges, you let them dissolve in your mouth. And it's a more convenient delivery system. You don't even have to mix anything with water. So are you currently contemplating taking Super Beets?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, good product, and I recommend it highly. So, beneficial for circulation. You know, nitric oxide tends to dilate the blood vessels. It's part of the secret to Viagra, Levitra, Cialis. But it also has been shown, beet juice has been shown in studies to enhance athletic performance. A lot of sports teams are now using Super Beets. Okay, this item comes to us from Chicago, where there is a new initiative to train medical students in how to prepare healthy food. Med students are teaming with chefs as part of a new initiative that's written about in the Journal of the American Medical Association. This is very cool because, one medical student writes, I did a 4-year extra intensive training program in cardiology and didn't receive 1 minute of training in nutrition. That's got to stop. The Gaples Institute is being set up to expand nutrition training in medicine. They're launching an online nutrition course for doctors, and they also want to reach students, get them early, so that they will learn about healthy food. So this is great because medical students can take an elective in which they learn how to prepare healthy food, and they learn about the nutritional qualities of food, and maybe they can impart some of this information to their patients ultimately when they become full-time doctors. In this Chicago cooking class, students have mastered 12 new dishes to share with patients. They love it. They say, quote, "We don't get a lot of devoted curriculum time to this issue. I feel like it's one of the things that patients are most curious about and have the most questions about, things they can do to prevent things from happening rather than treat them once they occur." And I got to say that it's high time that this happens. 35 years ago, when I was a pre-med student, I was conducting cooking classes in my own apartment in Manhattan, teaching patients about healthy plant-based nutrition. In those days, I was macrobiotic, and that's one of the ways that I paid my way through medical school. So glad to hear that students are learning how to cook, because that may be one of the best ways in which we can attack this epidemic of cardiovascular disease. All right, thanks for joining us. We're live, of course, this 4th of July.